Page 57. Listening. Exercises 4A and 4C.
Who's at the door? Is it someone you know? Is it a package? Is it a robber? If you've got a Ring doorbell, you can see and talk to your visitor through an app on your phone, no matter where you are. Seems like a clever but pretty simple idea, right? Nowadays, Ring doorbells, along with other Ring products, are used by millions of customers. But about a decade ago, they were just a few sketches scribbled by an inventor in his garage. This is the Money Makers Podcast, and I'm your host, Ben Thompson. Today, I'm going to tell you the story of that inventor, Jamie Siminoff, who went from tinkering in his garage to, 8 years later, selling his company to Amazon for $1 billion. Siminoff got the idea for Ring when his wife complained that he couldn't hear the doorbell while he was working in the garage on his inventions. He took a risk and invested almost all of his savings to have 5,000 of the doorbells produced. But they didn't sell well, and he was going broke. His first lucky break came when he landed a spot on Shark Tank, the hit show where entrepreneurs pitch their business ideas and rich investors decide whether to fund them. He spent weeks preparing for his appearance, and when the investors rejected his idea, he was devastated. But in the end, his preparation paid off. The publicity from the TV appearance gave the doorbell $1 million in sales in 1 month. He later said that being on Shark Tank had allowed the company to survive. Siminoff wanted more than survival, though, and he worked hard to improve the doorbell and develop more products. He got another break when a Ring owner visited billionaire Richard Branson, who decided to invest in the company. Then Shaquille O'Neal, that famous 7-foot-tall ex-basketball player, got one of the doorbells, loved it, and agreed to become a spokesperson. Eventually, Amazon saw how successful the Ring products were and bought the company for $1 billion. Siminoff got to go back on Shark Tank, this time as a judge. He has been asked a lot about his success, and he cites a number of factors: having a great product, not giving up, and being in the right place at the right time. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with more stories about moneymakers.